SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the crossroads of the world in New York City, they're all set for the big New Year's Eve bash.
The countdown to 2024 is on high atop Times Square, where organizers of the ball drop are testing out the big attraction. Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris.
The star of the show just had a dress rehearsal and performed marvelously.
He jokingly refers to the giant crystal ball as 6 tons of fun. It's covered in more than 2,500 crystals that light up the night sky. Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment says the ball will make an encore.
We're going to relight the ball at 12:04, and it's going to go back up the pole, come back down to rest right above the numerals, where it will stand for the rest of the year.
In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
In Maine, the state's top election official could be impeached for unilaterally ruling former President Trump ineligible to appear on the primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision, by Democratic Secretary of State Shannon Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display. And he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot based on an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. That decision is also on hold due to appeal, each of which is likely to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a husband and wife and their 2 sons, ages 10 and 12 years, were found dead in a home in the New York City suburb of New City, New York. They were found early today. Police were performing a welfare check in what authorities describe as a murder-suicide committed by the husband, a police sergeant in Bronxville, New York. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are turning the spotlight on Mauritania.
Islam is the official religion of the West African nation, and it is illegal to follow any other faith. Religious courts in Mauritania will prosecute anyone who professes Christ under strict apostasy laws. According to Open Doors USA, the country's tiny Christian community has no legal way of meeting for worship and runs severe risks with any attempt to spread the gospel. There are some Islamic terror groups operating in eastern Mauritania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy letting boys compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. A federal appeals court in Manhattan has revived the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents 4 female athletes who brought the lawsuit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits. At least 20 states have approved a version of a blanket ban on boys playing against girls on school sports teams. SRN News. A landmark military health study is underway.
Documents show the risks toxic substances posed in the underground capsules and silos where Air Force nuclear missile crews have worked since the 1960s. Now many of those service members have cancer. The toxic substances were recorded in documents obtained by the Associated Press through Freedom of Information Act requests. And the documents tell a far different story from what the Air Force leadership told the nuclear missile community 2 decades ago, when the first reports of cancer began to surface, that there was no cause for concern. The Air Force is now working on an official count of how many current or former service members have cancer. John Scott reporting.
The Coast Guard says a large cargo ship with an active fire in its hold is being kept 2 miles offshore from an Alaska port as a precaution. While efforts are made to extinguish the flames, no injuries have been reported. More details at SRNnews.com.